Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Bradley Thompson here, and we are back with another episode of the Living the Canadian Dream podcast. We are back. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. This is a season's greetings. This is the holiday episode, okay? Before we hop into this week's episode, I want to tell you about DigiHype Media. DigiHype Media is a local digital marketing company based in Mississauga, Ontario, and they do everything from social media marketing to digital marketing to website design. And if you need anything done for your business when it comes to an online presence, you need to check them out at digihypemedia.ca. That is digihypemedia.ca. Also, make sure you check out rudyprojectna.com. If you're looking for some dope helmets, hit me up on social media or on email, and I will give you my VIP promo code, and you will save big this holiday season on helmets, sunglasses, and awesome triathlon, duathlon gear. Okay? And that's it. We're just hopping into this week's episode. There is no pause break. There is no transition. Okay? We are just hopping into this thing. So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I hope everybody's doing fantastic right now. I hope everybody's having a great holiday season. I hope everybody got some time off from work. You know, it's always good to take some time off from work, you know, to refresh from the grind, take a little bit of a breather. I don't know. I like to take off some time during the holidays to just get my feet back on the ground. You know what I mean? You're always so busy with work and life, and you're just moving, and you never have a time to just stop and just breathe or smell the roses, as they say. So to take a little breather during the holidays is fantastic. So you don't mentally break down. You know what I mean? You come into the new year fresh, flying, because you've rested your goddamn legs, okay? And that's all part of the holiday season. Okay, so I always like to take a little bit of a break from just everything during the holiday season. Take a little bit of a break from training for a day or so. Take a little bit of break from work. You know, it's always good to recharge. And we're always moving in North America. People are always going, go, 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 go. Never stop. Keep grinding, keep grinding. But sometimes you need to stop and relax. That is the biggest problem I see people do. And I've done it before, especially when I was a student in university. I would go, go, go until I burnt out and I would just had a mental breakdown during an exam or something like that. And it is not sustainable. You cannot live your life that way. You cannot just be go, 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 go. You have to take a break once in a while. Take a vacation once in a while. Even if it isn't you going to Cuba for a week, taking a weekend is huge. Find hobbies that you enjoy. We are going hard already in this podcast. I'm just telling you, find hobbies that you enjoy. You need free time, okay? I spend a lot of time working. I spend a lot of time training, but I still have hobbies on the side. Once in a while, I like to do things like, I'm just trying to think. Basically, my hobbies and my work, I really enjoy that stuff. But I like to do things like podcasts. That's a creative hobby, okay? Another thing that I like to do, you know, when I'm chilling, when I'm doing my leg compression at night, I like to play some video games. Takes my mind off of everything, helps me unwind from the day, okay? I don't really watch TV. I don't really watch movies at all. So I will, like, go play some video games for a little bit. That's cool. It helps me unwind. But some people do not like to do any of that stuff. They'll say, oh, I don't have time for that. I'm too busy. I don't have time for this. I'm too busy. But you do have time for that, because if you don't have time for that stuff, you're going to burn out. You have to take a break once in a while. You have to take a breather. And that's what I've learned. That's what I've learned in my life, is you have to take a breather. You can't just keep going and going and going and going. It's like driving a car, okay? If you keep driving, you're eventually going to have to change your oil. You're eventually going to have to top up your gas tank, okay? If you keep driving on empty, stressed out, anxious, depressed, because you are overwhelmed with life. You need to recharge. You need to take a minute to refill the gas tank and come back flying. Okay? Don't just do a little top up here, because you're going to have to fill it up again soon. If you only top it up a little bit, you are going to burn out that gas a lot sooner. So take a little bit of a break this holiday season. I challenge you to take a little bit of a break this holiday season. Even if you have to work, just try to take a little bit of a break from everything else. Sleep a little bit longer if you can. Sleep in if you can. That's awesome. You know, spend some time on yourself, self-improvement. Start the new year off right. Okay, so that is my challenge to you awesome people, is take a break this holiday season and spend some time on yourself. Self-improvement is everything. That is life, okay? There is no other you. You are your greatest investment. And sometimes you hear that and people think it's like, oh, that's corny, but it's the truth, okay? You are your greatest investment, because, you know, you can invest in a car, but that might not be forever, but you are forever. Okay, so take a break this holiday season. That's what I'm doing, and I will come out flying in 2020. Okay, 2020 is going to be a big year. That's a new decade. Okay, everybody's got some crazy goals they want to accomplish. If you also have crazy goals that you want to accomplish, this is your time to recharge and come out flying in 2020. Okay, so that's the start of the episode. Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope everybody had a great holiday. I'm wearing my Christmas shirt right now, my Christmas sweater. If you're watching the video podcast, it is me as Santa Claus. No, I'm just joking. It's just Santa Claus on a snowboard, and he's saying Merry Christmas. It is fashionable. It is classy but sassy, but it is also festive. Okay, Festivus for the rest of us. If you know Seinfeld, that is a plug to Seinfeld. Yo, shout out to Seinfeld. I don't know if you guys have ever watched Seinfeld before, but I think it was, when was it? A few months ago. I went on a binge and just watched every Seinfeld episode, okay? It was a few months ago, because I was just like, oh, I want to watch Seinfeld from the start. I want to see how Jerry Seinfeld started this empire. I want to see what happened. And it is a fantastic show. It still holds up. There are so many funny episodes that are still referred to today from people. It's crazy. You'd be surprised how many things that happened in Seinfeld are actually referred to on a daily basis. It's crazy. Things like the soup Nazi, that's a famous episode. It's like, you know, things like Festivus for the rest of us. You know, all those things are just crazy. And people still refer to those in real life. It's wild. It's a wild show. I love it, though. It's a great show. It's a great show. So, yeah, today I'm wearing my ugly Christmas sweater because it is Christmas. I am doing this podcast in my basement because I am not in the studio today. It is the holidays. I'm too lazy to go to the studio. So if you're listening to this on the audio, you will not know the difference. The audio quality may not be as great, okay? But the video quality is obviously not top tier today, but it's all good. We're doing what we can to get this episode out, okay? To wrap up the year and really put an end to 2019 and so we can start fresh in 2020, okay? So I don't know what you guys did for the holidays, but it was great for me. It was a lot of fun. It's still a lot of fun. Still got a lot of family gatherings in the next few days, and friend gatherings. It's fun. It's all about relaxing and spending time with the people that you love in your life. That's what the holidays are about, okay? I love Christmas. It is a great time for my family. I love getting gifts for people. You know, I also love receiving gifts. Anybody that says they don't enjoy receiving gifts, it's a lie. Okay, that is a lie. Everybody enjoys opening a gift. It doesn't matter what the contents is. You enjoy opening a gift. You know, well, that's my perspective. I enjoy opening gifts. It's a lot of fun on Christmas morning. And then you give your gift. And then you receive a gift from somebody that you love. It's just amazing. It's an amazing time, okay? But I did some awesome gifts this year. This year we had the annual family Kris Kringle. And I talked about this, I think, last year on the podcast. And, yo, shout out to the Living the Canadian Dream podcast. And I want to say thank you to everybody real quick. Thank you to everybody that has listened for over a year for this podcast. This podcast is over a year old, and this is the end of the 2019 year, okay? We are over 40 episodes, and it's crazy that we've done this many episodes so far, and I really appreciate the support thus far. And we have an awesome year ahead. I have some great plans for 2020. I have some awesome guests that are going to be coming on this podcast. So I'm really looking forward to a consistent, awesome episode upload, basically. That's what I'm saying. I have some awesome guests that are going to be coming on. I just got to line them up, schedule them, and it is going to be awesome. So I hope you guys are also excited about that. But I just wanted to say thank you so much for supporting the podcast this far. This is technically the second Christmas of this podcast because it started in, I think, November. But it's been over a year and still going strong. Got some awesome stuff planned in 2020, though. Okay? So stay tuned for that. But what I was saying was every Kris Kringle, my family does Kris Kringle. Okay? If you don't know what Kris Kringle is, everybody wraps up a gift. They don't put a name to or from on it. They just put it in a pile and everybody gets numbers. So there was 19 people this year. So that's, you know, family, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends, spouses, all that sort of stuff. So there was 19 people playing. So there was 19 gifts in the middle of the pile. Okay. So everybody gets a number from 1 to 19. If you get number 1, you go first. You take a gift from the pile, you open it up. The person that goes second, they can either steal your gift or they can go straight into the pile. And then it goes on and on and on and on. My family has a tradition, okay? We've been doing this for years. And I want to say about probably over 5 years ago, probably 6 years ago, I did an addition to one of my gifts. I don't even remember what I got for the Kris Kringle. But for an additional gift, I decided it would be funny to take a picture of myself, take one of the pictures that I had of myself, and I was doing like the peace sign. I was super young. It was over 6 years ago for sure. But it was me doing the peace sign, and I decided, you know what? I'm going to print this off. I'm going to put it in a frame, and I'm going to sign it. I'm going to autograph it, and it is going to be funny. So I did that, and the funny thing is, it was obviously a laugh back then, but since then, whoever ended up with that gift, that picture of me autographed, they keep putting it back into the gift exchange the following year. So this year, even though it was over 6 years later, the gift still shows up, okay? And it still gets me. Still gets me every single time. We always pass it around, and it's a good laugh. It's a good laugh. So this year, I decided, you know what? Let's up the ante. Let's do another Brad themed gift. It's been a few years. I think it's time to spice up the Brad in this goddamn family. Okay. So I don't even know how I came up with the idea, but I love mugs. I think mugs are the most functional gift that you can give. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you drink, what your diet is. Everybody can utilize a mug. Okay. Even if you're not putting coffee in it, you might put tea in it. Even if you don't put tea in it, hot chocolate, water, doesn't matter. Everybody can use a great mug in their life, okay? And I stand by that statement, okay? So what I did was, I think I was running on the treadmill probably. That's where I get some of my greatest thoughts, running on the treadmill, okay? Because you're just looking at a wall for an hour and you just start thinking about random stuff. Like, I don't know about that thing on the news. Oh, maybe if I do this, this will help my social media following. Oh, maybe I, or like, that's just crazy stuff that I think about. But I also think about like crazy stuff like, where do the insects go when they go down the drain? Stuff like that. That's just what I think about. I am a problem solver. That is what I think about. And obviously insects go where they go, but can insects breathe underwater? And we've talked about this before. And those are the things that I think about on the treadmill, those similar topics. And I can't remember any of them right now because I am putting myself under pressure. But basically, I came up with this idea. I was 100% on the treadmill. And I came up with this idea about what I should do for the Kris Kringle. Figure mug, very personable. My girlfriend had an idea for a gift for my family. Okay? This is like a secondary story. This is like a sub story, but it makes sense. Okay? It's all intertwined. She had an idea. Because I am going to the 2020 World Championships in Almere, Netherlands, next year for the Sprint Duathlon to represent Team Canada, your boy, okay? Because I'm doing that, we were talking, and we're just like, oh, she came up with the idea. She's just like, oh, we should all get matching T-shirts. I'd be like, that'd be awesome. That'd be fantastic. Like something like Team Thompson. And then we came up with the idea of putting a my face on a shirt, okay? So she got my face illustrated by some guy, and he illustrated my face, and that was on the shirt, okay? And then on the back it says Team Thompson, and then the Canadian flag and stuff like that. So it's an awesome shirt. So we ended up getting shirts for my entire family, and then some. I might even put some out for a giveaway because they're pretty awesome, and we bought a few more. But they're awesome. So she had that face illustrated, and I saw it. I'm just like, you know what would be funny is if I put this on a mug. And that's what I decided to do. Okay? I wasn't sure if I was going to do the illustrated image of me or maybe an image of myself and then just put that on a mug. But I ended up deciding that it would be best to do the illustrated version of me because it looks sick. Okay? It looks a lot. It looks really cool. Okay? Somebody put a lot of hard work into it. It wasn't me, but somebody did. Okay. So the minute I came up with this idea, I started brainstorming what would be funny to put alongside an image of me. I have to do some sort of funny phrase. Okay. I thought because it's the holidays, I'm just like, you know what would be funny? Feliz Navibrad. You know, that's something that everybody always says. They say that to their kids. They say that to their family. They say Feliz Navibrad. Okay. That's what they say. They don't say Feliz Navidad, they say Feliz Navibrad. It's going to be a trend, okay? So start saying that. Start saying Feliz Navibrad to everybody that you know, okay? So I was thinking that, like, say Feliz Navibrad, that'd be jokes. Or, you know, have a picture of me with me looking over my shoulder and it says, oh, didn't see you there. Thought that would be funny, okay? Because that is pretty jokes. But I'm just like, you know what? Let's use the illustrated version of myself. And beside that, we are going to put for when you're having a Brad day. And that is what the mug became. For when you're having a Brad day, and it's just a picture of me. Fantastic mug, okay? I loved it. I loved the way that it came out. It almost did not show up on time for Christmas, which I was super upset about. It literally showed up Christmas Eve in the evening, okay? It literally showed up Christmas Eve in the eve, okay? And I was stressing out about it. I almost had to get a different gift. So I'm super happy that it came on time. It was cutting it close. Canada Post this year, don't even get me started with Canada Post this year. They were late on all of my gifts, okay? We literally changed over our internet to a different company, and they had the modem shipped in the mail via Canada Post, and it said it was going to be here, I think it was the 15th or something like that, December 15th, and it said it was delivered December 15th. That's what it said on the Canada Post tracking code system. It said delivered December 15th. We didn't get it until after Christmas. No, it was before Christmas. I lied to you. We didn't get it till December 24th. I lied to you. Christmas Eve. We also got that Christmas Eve. But it blew my mind, okay? Just classic Canada Post saying something is delivered when it isn't even delivered, and then it shows up, you know, 10 days later. Gets me upset. And I was very upset because a lot of my gifts were coming via Canada Post, because it's not like I just ordered straight through Amazon. I ordered through a few different places because I ordered some custom stuff this year. And it just all came super late. Some of the stuff came right before Christmas, but I haven't even received some of the other stuff, which is annoying. They were just additional gifts. They weren't the main gifts that I had for people. They were just like, you know, just extra cool stuff that I just bought that was just cool custom stuff. But whatever, it came late and I was upset. But the mug came right on time and it went over extremely well in my family. Everybody laughed. Everybody enjoyed it. It even got stolen a couple times. By a couple times, I mean it got stolen once. But it was good. I enjoyed it. I bought two of these mugs. So one for was for the gift exchange, and the other one I kept because I think that's going to be funny. Take a couple Instagram pictures with it because that's what we do in 2019. We take Instagram pictures with everything. Okay? You want to be on social media? You want to grow a brand? Take pictures of it and put it on social media. That's what the kids are doing. Okay? So, yeah. So I'm going to take a picture with it. I will show everybody what it looks like. It's pretty jokes. And it is extremely functional. It definitely does hold the coffee as the box says it should. Okay? And that is what Christmas is all about. That's what the Christmas miracle is all about. Okay? What did I want to talk about today? I have no idea. I just kind of decided I need to put out a podcast. Okay? We need to finish up 2019 strong. We need to wrap it up properly and so we can start it off properly, you know, 2020. Okay? What did I want to talk about? Oh, yeah. So I went to the mall right before Christmas. I feel like it was Christmas Eve. It might have been, may have been the 23rd. But obviously people are crazy in the mall. It's just so busy all the time. I didn't go to buy anything. I went to actually go pick something up from a store. I already purchased it because I don't wait in lines, especially during the holiday season. Those lines are insane. So I buy everything online. And even the things that I don't technically buy, you know, have shipped to my house, I still have to pick it up, but I still buy it online because I am not waiting in any line for 3 hours, okay? I'm not waiting in Sports Check for 4 hours to buy a pair of socks. We're not doing that. I don't have time for that, and I just don't want to do it. There's more functional, practical ways to buy stuff, okay? Just take my money from the online kiosk. We're good. Okay, so that's what I did. I bought it online and then I went to the store extremely early in the morning. It was like 9:30, 9 o'clock, right when it opened. And I went to go pick up my stuff. We're all good. And then I was leaving the mall and I saw somebody at literally 9:30 in the morning at Baskin Robbins ordering ice cream. It was an adult and I was just like, wow, that's crazy. I've never seen that before. Somebody eating ice cream at 9:30 in the morning. I didn't even know that was a thing. But that is the ultimate adult move. Like, can you imagine, you know, just you're just literally, obviously, an adult, but having the willpower to say, hey, you know what? Ice cream for breakfast today. Ice cream for breakfast today. That is the decision. I have never had that decision in my life, but that is the ultimate adult move, and I respect it. You have to know what you want in this life. If you want to accomplish your goals, you have to know what you want, okay? And ordering ice cream for breakfast is the ultimate adult move. That guy is a goal getter, okay? He is going to crush 2020, okay? Just because he ordered that ice cream at 9:30 in the morning, okay? Started off by spiking the blood sugar because that's what happens when you have ice cream at 9:30 in the morning, I think. So I saw that and I was literally going up the escalator after and I almost tripped going up the escalator just out of karma for, I guess, observing people. But that's just how life is sometimes. Can you imagine? I just fall going up an escalator. It's the most depressing thing ever. But that's why they call it Christmas, okay? That's why they call it Christmas. What's new in my life? I'm going to rap for you guys. No, I'm not going to rap for you guys. I bought a triathlon bike. I bought a TT bike. It's a Scott bike. It was a big purchase. It's carbon fiber. It is sick. Okay? I've never had a TT bike before in my life. I've only had road bikes and mountain bikes. So this is a huge deal. This is amazing. That means I get to actually train in the triathlon aero position. Okay, when I'm on the bike, I can actually go aero. And it is built for speed. It is built for, you know, the races that I'm going to be doing this year. So I need to have some time on the bike. I need to have some time actually working on the bike, actually spending some time training on the bike and getting used to the aero position. So I finally bought one. It came in this huge box. And it's funny, this older lady was the UPS driver, and she pulled up to my driveway, and the box was huge. And I saw her pull up because I was expecting it. So I saw her pull up, and then I went to my door, and then I saw her kind of like dragging it out of the back. And she could barely lift it. I could see her struggling. So I just came out of the door. I'm just like, don't worry. I got it. I'm just like, relax. And she's like, oh, thank you. Just like, she was not going to be able to literally lift it down onto the ground. She would have just probably just dragged it onto the ground and just would have probably broken my bike. But I came out running. I was just like, don't worry, lady. It's all good. But yeah, I got my bike. I set it up. Came extremely well packaged. Everything was great. Nothing like out of the ordinary. I got to get a new saddle for it though. I got to get a new seat, which is going to be annoyingly expensive most likely, because I want to get a TT seat. It's a different type of saddle or seat, as they say. But yeah, it's been great so far. Extremely tiring to use, let's just say that. Just because the gear ratio on it is not fun. Just the lack of fun in the gear ratio on this bike is just ridiculous, okay? But I got this bike. I'm super excited to use it. I even got some new socks from Endure. If you are looking to get some Endure socks, they are athletic socks. They are long. They are fashionable. You can get like styles on them. I got like some hot pepper socks. I got bananas on them. I got this like landscape with a moose on it. What else did I get? I got this like paint one. Looks really cool. But yeah, if you're looking for dope athletic socks, definitely check out Endure. Hit me up for my discount. You'll save money on your athletic socks. They have sick socks. They're the best. Okay. I love socks, and I kind of didn't appreciate socks before switching to Endure. Okay. For like all my running right now, I've been like using Endura socks, and I decided, I was just like, yo, you know what? I need to get proper athletic socks. I was just using random like ankle socks before for running. But what I was noticing is that my feet weren't super snug in my shoes, which I didn't like. There was a lot of room in the toe box because my feet are wide, but like, they're not like crazy, crazy wide. Or actually, they're not crazy, crazy, like, long. You know what I mean? Like, they're wide, but, like, I don't know how to explain it. But, yeah, like, I had a lot of room in the toe box when I was wearing ankle socks. So, wearing, like, a pair of athletic socks, it actually makes it a little bit more solid. But I also wanted to start using athletic socks because it's just a little bit more cushion for when you're running and impacting and doing things like high-impact exercise. Okay, because you're hitting the ground so much and so often and so hard, you want to make sure you have a little bit of cushion. Obviously, shoes are great cushion, but things like socks, they help absorb some of the impact. Okay, so that's why I wanted to do it. And also, these socks are dope. They look really cool, and they're great. They're great socks. So if you're looking to get some awesome socks, definitely check them out. But yeah, that's what I've been using lately, and the design is sweet. I got this one with I think it's a panther on it, a black panther. They're just dope. They're great socks. Socks make a difference. Socks makes a difference, and I never thought they did before, but they definitely do. I definitely feel more comfortable in my shoes when I'm wearing like a proper pair of socks. And that may seem crazy, but like when you're wearing like a super thin pair of ankle socks, it's just, I don't know, the feeling is a little bit different. It's a little bit different. Okay. And that's just why they call it Christmas. I'm going to keep saying that. In the new year, I want to start posting some videos of my training. I want to post some behind the scenes videos, some random videos, as I used to with the vlog before. I used to do a little vlog, a few years ago, which was a lot of fun, but I want to start showcasing some videos, some short videos about training and just life and stuff like that. So I'm going to start doing that in 2020. I've been meaning to do it, but I'm going to start doing it in 2020. I look forward to doing it. It's not going to be like a vlog, like, you know, hey, what's up guys, all that sort of stuff. It's not going to be that. It's going to be like videos of just, you know, me talking about training and stuff like that. And just about random stuff that I'm dealing with, whether it's like new products that I'm trying or new routines that I'm trying out or things that I'm learning. Okay. Because I know not everybody listens to the podcast. A lot of people like to consume their content in shorter forms, which I get. So I want to do that stuff. And I definitely want to show everybody a behind the scenes of what I'm actually doing on a regular basis, especially when it comes to training, because, you know, this journey to the World Championships has been fantastic so far. It's been a lot of hard work. It's been a lot of fun. But I want to, like, sort of take everybody behind the scenes, like, of, like, what I'm doing in my life. Like, yo, how hard is this guy training? How hard is Brad actually training? Is he working out hard enough? You're going to find out. So that sort of stuff. Even things like products that I'm trying. Like, I recently bought a leg compression machine where you lay down. It's similar to the Normatec stuff. I think I've talked about this before. But it's a fantastic product. I bought like a knockoff brand, really, from Amazon. And it's been great so far. I think it's called the Renfo. And it's been great so far. So like stuff like that, a lot of people like to see the actual product, you know, and get some proper feedback. Okay. Especially if you're spending, you know, over $100 for something, you really need proper feedback. Okay. So I'm going to start doing some sweet little videos in the future, especially in 2020. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be dope. I look forward to doing that stuff because people don't really know what I'm doing. I talk about training. I talk about life sometimes, but that may not mean anything without the actual context of seeing what is he actually doing. Okay. So that's going to happen. Okay. So there's this new social network out there. It's called WT Social. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of it, but it's by Wikipedia. I think it's like the wikitribune.social or whatever. The website is, I think, WT.social. And I signed up for it. It's like a new ad-free social media experience. And it's by the Wikipedia founder. So he came up with this website because he wants it to be like, you know, the next Facebook. But instead of having advertising on the site, it's going to work similar to Wikipedia, where they get donations. So they make money from donations. Okay, that's where they get all of their money, all of their revenue from, is straight up donations. Okay, this is a very interesting approach. Okay, ad-free social media experiences have, you know, shown up in the past. Things like Vero. Okay. That platform wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad platform. You know, it still exists, obviously. It isn't a bad platform. I don't use it, but I get what they're trying to do. The platform itself does work. It's not bad. But would you switch from Instagram to Vero? No. Would you switch from Facebook to Vero? No. It's one of those things that, like, if it were to pop, then that's a different story. But would you switch from one of your current main primary social networking sites? No, you wouldn't. So why would you use Vero? It's similar to those things. The difference between WT Social is that it is created by the Wikipedia founders. Okay? It's a little bit different because their goal is more of a discussion forum. Okay? Whereas Vero was like more images, similar to Instagram, WT Social is really similar to like a discussion forum, like something similar to Facebook, but obviously an ad-free experience, which is powered by donations. And the only reason I'm talking about it right now is because the Wikipedia founders founded Wikipedia, which is one of the biggest online encyclopedias, okay? Huge, huge website, huge content, I guess, content on it, I guess. But yeah, like, it's just one of those platforms that people use on a daily basis. So why would this not work? I don't know. It could work. I don't know if it's going to outpower things like Facebook and Instagram. And that's why I think, you know, I was put on like a wait list for like, of like 25,000 people. It's crazy. But I finally got into it and I took a look around. I'm just like, okay, they're not, it doesn't look like Instagram, doesn't look like Facebook, it doesn't look like Twitter. It's more of a forum vibe, and I could see it having some of a follower basis. I feel like it would have some followers. I don't know how successful it's going to be right out of the gate, because the thing is, with social media in 2019, people have their attention span already like filled up, okay? If they're going to use social media, they're going to go on one of their favorite social media platforms. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They're not going to switch over to a new platform. People don't have enough time in the day to switch over to a new platform. All of their attention is already on the main platforms, the platforms where everybody is on. Wiki Tribune or WT Social is really meant for those groundbreakers right now. Down the road, it could be a big thing. But right now, it's built for like the journalists. It's built for like the tech heads. It's built for the Wikipedia enthusiasts, the people that edit the articles on Wikipedia. That's who it's built for right now. Those people are going to be the ones on the sign-up list. Those are the people that are going to be using it and figuring out how can this social network be adapted to benefit the general population, okay, or fit the needs. So that's my idea on WT Social. It's very interesting. I've been following it. A lot of you guys probably have never heard of it because it's not really a consumer social network yet. It's really more for the tech people. It's been on the tech websites and stuff like that, like TechCrunch, Mashable, all that sort of stuff. And I saw it. I was just like, oh, that's very interesting. I don't know if it's going to work, but it could. You never know. You never know with companies and applications. You never know. It's always a hit or miss, to be honest. And that's why they call it Christmas. Okay, so the book of the day today, I've been reading a lot of audiobooks lately, but the book of the day today is going to be one by a professional cyclist. His name is Peter Sagan, and the book title is called My World. This is a biography. This is him talking about his life as a professional cyclist. He is one of the greatest sprinters in road cycling of all time. Okay. He also did things like mountain biking, and he was very successful in that. He was a world champion in road cycling, and he is amazing. He's so funny. He's a great character. If you ever look up Peter Sagan, like bike tricks, look that up, and you'll see him doing like a pop a wheelie on like a 20% mountain grade. It's insane. This guy is crazy, but he's awesome. So the book is called My World, and it's by Peter Sagan. It's a short read. It's not super long, but it has some great stories in it, especially if you enjoy sports like bios. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy learning about like new individuals, because obviously like when you know an athlete online or like an athlete on, you know, even like a famous hockey player, when you watch a famous hockey player, you don't know anything about them other than like the team that they play for. It's the same thing with like somebody like this. You know, you don't know anything about them other than the fact that, you know, they're a world champion. But what do they actually do on a daily basis? What did they do to get there? What were their triumphs? What were their, you know, setbacks? All that sort of stuff. So it's really good to see and hear about somebody's journey. So check out that book. It's called My World by Peter Sagan, a world champion in cycling. So check that out. It's sweet. It's a great book. Right now, this year, every year I always talk about like what my reading goals were, all that sort of stuff. I wanted to read a lot more books than I actually did. I just didn't have time. I was just busy with other stuff, just busy with work and training, all that sort of stuff. Okay. I did end up reading 17 books as of this recording. I'm probably going to get another book in there before the end of the year. So it'll probably end up being 18 books for the entire year. Not a crazy amount, but it's still not bad. Most of those, the majority of those were all audiobooks, just commuting to work and stuff like that. So that's usually where I get a lot of audiobook time in, instead of listening to music, as I've talked about before. I never listen to music in the car. I either listen to an audiobook or a podcast, because one of the best times to learn something, you have so much time when you're commuting, learn something. And that's what I always say to people. Like, you can listen to music when you're working out if you want. You can listen to music, you know, when you're cooking or something at home. But if you want to learn something, if you really want to take advantage of your free time, which commuting is free time, listen to something that can benefit you. And I always say that, okay? So that's what I always try to do. I even listen to audiobooks and podcasts when I'm working out, but that is just me. That's like when I'm at the gym or something. If I'm on the bike or treadmill, I'll usually, you know, listen to music if I'm on, like, working out indoors. If I'm outdoors, I will definitely just, you know, listen to an audiobook or a podcast, because that's just who I am. I don't know. I just enjoy learning that way. I find that you can get a lot from that time. You know, if you're going for a run, if you're taking an hour, that is an hour that you could be learning some random facts about life. Okay. So I don't know. I would say maybe try doing that in 2020, guys. Try maybe listening to a podcast or audiobook while you're commuting. It's a great time to do it. So yeah, I read 17 books this year so far. Had some great books that I read. I'm looking forward to 2020. I'm definitely going to read some more, trying to fit more books into my routine, especially reading before work. That was something that I used to do a lot a couple years ago. I just haven't had the time this year, to be honest. Like, I just haven't had the time at all to read before work. But I want to start trying to get back into that. I love that routine. It sort of gets you in the right mindset before work, you know, finishing 5 to 10 pages. That's huge. And you go into the day like, oh, I already did my reading for today. And it's just great. 5 to 10 pages isn't a lot at all, but it's better than nothing. And that's the whole point. Okay. The app of the day today is going to be an app called Tasty. Tasty is a food app. It is a meal app, so you can get recipes, like healthy recipes, you know, dinners, breakfast, all that sort of good stuff. I like to use this app for healthy snacks. I actually tried out a couple of recipes before Christmas. That weren't bad, actually. I made an oatmeal cookie, and then I made this, just like this power granola ball. It's not a granola bar, it's a ball. You know those, like, little power bar balls? Really good. Those ones turned out really good. I actually didn't roll them into a ball. I actually had them more of, like, you know, a granola bar. But that one, like, had, like, peanut butter and oatmeal and all that sort of stuff. I put both of them in the freezer, and it makes them 10 times better. Okay? So if you're looking to try to create those power balls or granola bars, put them in the freezer. Makes them 10 times better, especially if it has peanut butter on them. Okay? That is my advice. But yeah, that app I've used a few times in the past, and I started using it to try to find some healthy snacks. I'm trying to find some healthy snack alternatives aside from, like, you know, the standard granola bar that you get out of the box, because a lot of those have a lot of sugar and random ingredients in them that aren't great for you. So that's what I'm trying to move away from. Also, I'm trying to move away from things, you know, that aren't, like, not even that aren't the best. Like, I'm not even trying to move away from them. I'm just looking for new snacks, to be honest. Like, when I go to work, I usually bring, like, a snack of, like, you know, blueberries. And then, like, a granola bar I'll bring as well, but also trail mix. I always make unsalted trail mix. I make the best trail mix in the game, and that is my statement, okay? I love trail mix, but I only eat unsalted trail mix. I make it myself, and it makes me happy, okay? So I'm going to continue doing that. But other than that, like, I might bring, like, a banana and then, like, maybe carrots or something. So it's very healthy. The granola bar is really the one thing that isn't healthy because it's, you know, made by some random company, packaged food, and you don't know what ingredients are in it. Just a lot of sugar and stuff like that. So I tried to make my own, and that's why I use this app. They turned out great. There's a variety of different, like, power granola bar recipes and stuff like that. Like, you can add, like, bananas or apples to it, which I'm definitely going to try out. I'm going to try out some of the alternatives. I think there could be some great alternatives to this recipe. So I'm going to try that out. But check it out at Tasty. It's a really great app. It does what it says it's going to do. So type in healthy foods, and you will get some healthy snacks, okay? But yeah, that's I think that's it, to be honest. That's the app. Okay. Other than that, I think that is the end of today's podcast. I don't really have much else that I want to talk about. The next podcast will be in 2020. You will be getting that podcast in 2020. And then I will be having some awesome guests in 2020. I'm really looking forward to 2020. It is going to be an awesome year. I'm really excited to bring on some of the people that I have scheduled for the podcast. It's going to be great. It's going to be some great conversations. We had some amazing conversations with people this year. A lot of guests this year, which was nice. I really started off the podcast with just solo episodes because I just wanted to get things going. But the minute you bring on guests, it's a lot. It's a different experience. You have a detailed conversation about something that they're interested in, and you learn a lot about that topic, which I love to do. So that's why I want to have on more guests this year. Just got to manage it in my schedule. Got a pretty busy schedule, but that is why they call it Christmas and life. That's just a part of life. So if you have some free time this holiday season, please take a break. Please do not overdo it. Do not hit that point of mental breakdown, okay? Take a chill pill, relax a little bit, drink some eggnog. I don't drink eggnog, but maybe have a beverage, an adult beverage, and just relax. Enjoy the holiday season, you know? Don't go shopping on Boxing Day. Shop from your computer, okay? We're all adults. It's 2019. Shop from your computer. Go on Amazon, and you're good. Don't go into any malls on Boxing Day, okay? We don't do that. Don't even go into any malls on New Year's Eve, okay? Don't do that, okay? But yeah, take some time off if you can. You know, take a breather. Don't overdo it, okay? 2020 is a big year for everybody. Make sure you set some goals for yourself. A lot of people like to set like incremental goals. A lot of people like to write down their goals. Some people set crazy goals that they're not going to accomplish in 2020, which is fine. But set some goals for yourself, even if it's a mental thing or you write it down, just as long as you know what your goals are. Okay? It's very important. But don't forget that when you set goals, a lot of people forget this. Okay? When you set goals, you have to actually put in the work to achieve those goals. I see people on Instagram all the time, and it annoys me. They want all of these crazy things to happen, but they don't actually put in the work. And it really frustrates me, because if you just put in a little bit of effort consistently, you will get results. I'm not just talking about like just, you know, whatever, just standard, whatever goals, just random goals. I'm talking about like things like people that start like a project or they start something new. And then one episode or one time, 1 week later, they're not doing it anymore because they just couldn't be consistent with it. So if you start something new in 2020, keep it consistent. Try it out every single week. Keep doing it every single day, and then you will get better. Some of the best people out there, like our last guest, you know, he works every single day on his art, okay? Every single day he is working on his art, and that is why he was able to get better. So if you want to get better at something, if you have a goal, make sure you work at it every single day. And honestly, your goals could literally be things that you want to learn. And that's a lot of the times things on my goal list. I don't, you know, regularly have like, you know, things like monetary goals or anything like that. My goals are really related to things that I want to learn, things that I want to achieve. And that's kind of where I set my stuff. So something that I want to learn in 2020 is how to become a better swimmer. Okay. I want to start hitting up some triathlons in the future. So obviously, you know, I want to improve my swimming. How am I going to do that without going into the water? It's not going to happen. So that's something that I need to add to my life this year is swimming. Okay. In 2020, I need to get in the pool. I need to swim more. I need to work on technique. I need to spend the hours in the pool to get better at swimming and then hit the open water and then do some triathlons. That's what needs to happen. And that isn't going to happen on itself. So if you have goals, especially when it's related to learning something new or getting better at something, you have to put in the work. So please remember that on this holiday festive time, okay? This beautiful holiday episode, this Christmas episode. But yeah, I wish everybody happy holidays. I hope everybody had a fantastic holiday season, and it continues to be great into the new year. New Year's Eve is coming up. Make sure you stay safe, all that sort of stuff. I wish everybody good luck. I wish you all wrap up the year in a positive way. Okay, maybe take a minute, which I'm going to do myself. Take a minute to reflect on the year, reflect on 2019, and come up with the things that you did great, the things that you want to improve, and some of your accomplishments this year. I always like to do that because it really gives you a good idea about what you're doing in your life. That's why I brought up the book thing, because I read 17 books this year, and it gives me a good idea where I'm at, what I need to do next year in order to improve my, you know, improve my learning. Okay, books are great for learning, and that's why I need to read more books. Okay, were the books longer this year? Maybe. Did that affect the reading number? Maybe. You know, maybe the year before I just read a lot of shorter books. You never know what the issue is, but it's good to reflect to see where you're at. Another thing is like, oh, what goals did you accomplish? What are things that you want to learn for 2020? These are great things to do at the end of 2019. Okay, you still have a few days. Wrap it up properly. Reflect on the things that you've done, the things that you want to get better at. I've already done that. I gave you one example, which was swimming. And start focusing on that stuff. Keep it in the back of your head. And then when 2020 comes around, you don't even need to set a New Year's resolution. You can if you want. But those New Year's resolutions can be more specific in things like, I want to learn this year, this month, whatever it is. Okay? It doesn't have to happen on January 1st. You can start doing this stuff now. Okay? Don't wait. Start reflecting. Start coming up with things to make your 2020 a huge year. Okay? Make 2020 a big year. Okay? That's the goal in 2020. Make it an unforgettable year of achievement. Okay? So that's all I got to say for this week. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I hope everybody has a fantastic holiday break, and we will see you guys in the new year in 2020. Thank you so much for listening. Have a happy holidays and peace out.